real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and I did tell you we've got another big announcement. So, regularly, was it every other week, Congressman John McGuire is here. John really took point on getting that one big, beautiful bill through the House. Now, I know tomorrow, when he joins, he's going to give all the credit to Speaker Mike Johnson, but I'm here to tell you, John McGuire, big part of why everybody's getting to keep the Trump tax cuts, why we're all getting good stuff done for us. So anyway, so John McGuire will be here, but that's a regularly scheduled thing. You know, every other week he's with us. Then I announced that Laura Sylvester, the Pie Safe Baking Company, has joined Team Katz as we work to support and celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And there are a couple of items on her menu, including the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake, the Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies, oh, and the pumpkin bread. That's the other item that's on there. And she's going to be donating a portion of each sale of each of those items to Team Katz and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm actually just texting her now because I forget what the dollar amount is. I just want to make sure I got it all straight before I give away the whole store. And then she'll be like, yeah, I used to be the best baker in Virginia, and then I told Jeff I would help, and now, well, you know, I'll bake cupcakes if you'll pay our mortgage. No, not like that. So I'll get the details. Oh, and this one just in, Germ, it's cool with you. I just want to make sure we've got all of the W's drawn and all of the S's crossed. Yes, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears is joining us tomorrow afternoon at 5:05, so that's going to be cool. It's been a while since we chatted with the Lieutenant Governor. This is, I think, and I know people say it every year, it's the most important election of my lifetime. And you go, yeah, but you're 12. Or you look to somebody and say, well, you're 112. Yeah, you've seen a couple of elections. And then maybe, 4:05, exactly. That's when Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears will be here, 4:05 tomorrow. And also Congressman John McGuire is going to be dropping by. But then you look to somebody like me and go, all right, look, you've been around the block a couple of times. I'm here to tell you, for Virginia, this is a vitally important election. You have the Lieutenant Governor of our beloved Commonwealth who has said very clearly she wants to continue the great work that has been done for the last 4 years by Governor Glenn Youngkin. I'm on board with that. You've got John Reed, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, who says, let's continue the great work that Governor Glenn Youngkin has done. I'm on board with that. We have Attorney General Jason Meares, who I got to tell you, I think is the best Attorney General that I have personally seen in my time in Virginia. I think he's wonderful. He's done a great job these past 4 years. So he's saying, let's continue the great work we've done the last 4 years where we're protecting children. We're holding criminals accountable. We're fighting back against crazy people like, well, you know, Abigail Spanberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones, who firmly believe it's okay for somebody's son to steal the scholarship from your daughter. They think it's totally okay to have boys in the girls' locker rooms. Jason Meier is, I'm telling you right now, rubber to the road, man. He's getting it done, and he's doing a great job. So anyway, I'm looking forward to having Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears join us tomorrow afternoon at 4:05. All right. I did ask about the official proper Hanover Mater sandwich. A couple of folks have said, Jeff, it's got to be bologna. Ideally, fried bologna. I can go along with that. I love bologna and hot dogs. And well, you know, Jeff, it's made with pig noses. And I don't care. I want more noses in there then, because I think I like it. You know, Jeff, it's made with that. I know what it's made with. I grew up in Philadelphia eating scrapple. Do you know what scrapple's made of? Scrapple's made from all the stuff that's left after you make hot dogs and bologna. That's how bad that is. And they put some sawdust in there to just hold it all together. So I grew up eating that. So I'm cool with hot dogs and bologna. Anywho. So yeah, bologna, white bread, Duke's mayo, Hanover tomato slice. Yep, on board. Absolutely, totally on board. Now, I've got another one here. Let me tell you about this one, though. Berkeley in Mechanicsville says, Jeff, when you're talking about a Hanover Mater sandwich, what you want to do is add a quarter inch slice, ooh, that's a nice thick slice, of German bologna. Oh, okay. Sounds good to me. I've lived here all my life, Jeff. That's the official sandwich. And last I heard about the illegally removed statues, I heard that Robert E. Lee was in a field at the Powhatan Correctional Facility laying out in a field. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I had heard that as well, but I don't honestly recall. I mean, I haven't been out there. I have not been to the facility out in Powhatan. But we got plenty of folks out in Powhatan. Guys, take a ride by. I don't know if you can see it from the street, but take a ride by. If you can see it from the road, let me know if Robert E. Lee has been dumped in a field out there. Could happen. In fact, it probably has happened. You know, I was looking for some suggestions to pass along to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning, Richmond's Morning News. Rich's son, Riggs, is in town, and they've been enjoying, well, everything, which is cool. And I know he's looking for a couple of other suggestions, and I'm happy to give him a few. I'm still trying to push him. I don't know what his cooking situation is. You know, he's at a hotel, for God's sake. So I don't think he's got a stove or anything. But I can guarantee you he has the means to make a real, actual Central Virginia Hanover tomato sandwich. That's not difficult at all, right? I continue saying, got to be white bread. Got to be white bread. All right, let me give you, speaking of pasty, starchy items that are probably not good for you, Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, is back, and he had something to say. I describe this as the wit and wisdom of Mr. Potato Head, Brian Steltler, so I don't think it's going to last all that long. Cut number three, Germ.
So, Brian, what's the bigger impact here? I mean, I want to put to you part of a statement from Jody Ginsburg, who's the head of the Committee to Protect Journalists. She said CBS caved to groundless threats here. She also said that this signals that the current administration, as well as any future administrations, can interfere with or influence editorial decisions. You had ABC News settle. You've now had CBS settle. Is there a larger concern about press freedom here?
There is, because the public needs and wants independent, impartial journalism. And for the most part, that's what Americans are getting. Despite all of Trump's threats, despite his lawsuits, and despite his other attempts to crack down on a free press, the news is getting out. And Americans, by and large, are still well informed about what's going on with this administration. But the reason why legal experts I spoke with today and press freedom advocates today have been using words like authoritarianism is because they're worried about the Democratic backsliding that this might represent. If a president can sue a media outlet and tie it up in knots legally in court, if a president can convince a media outlet to pay tens of millions of dollars in settlements in order to avoid a protracted dispute, that is a unsettling path forward for the American news media.
Is it? No. No, actually it isn't, Mr. Potato Head. And let me explain to you why it isn't. Because, and I say this with some degree of authority, since now your word is authoritarian, I can present myself as an authority on this. I have spent the better part of 34 years in this goofy world of talk radio. And for 34 years, I've had to interact with people who populate legacy news media operations. And unfortunately, here's the news that everybody needs to know, is that the vast majority of people who are inside of those legacy news media operations are people just like you. Obtuse, nasty, bottom-feeding, uber leftists. Otherwise, I'm sure they're nice people, but not you. I am thrilled that people have been shown the ugly pseudo-journalism that you and your ilk, Mr. Potato Head, have foisted on the American people. And you know who's responsible for this? Do you know who's responsible for this? You are. It wasn't Donald Trump who talked about the fake news for the first time. It was Donald Trump who exposed the fake news for the first time. Those of us in the industry knew about this forever. But since most of the industry is populated again by people like you, it's just the way it is. Well, we all agree, so how could we possibly be wrong? Okay. People like me who dared to offer an opinion. I mean, first of all, we were written off, a talk show host. They don't even want to talk to you. And if you want to think that our little corner of the world is different, I will say this, because nobody's there anymore. I had folks who wouldn't even talk to me. It's the truth. Turn and walk in the other direction. Turn their head as I was passing them in the hallway. Now it's very different. It's very different. I pay tribute every time I can to Charles Pyle, our news director. Great guy. Rock solid, real journalist, excellent anchorman, giving everyone exactly what you're supposed to get, which is the real news. That's why we're very, very fortunate to have him in general, and very fortunate to have him here on my program, and that's where he belongs, by the way. Shouldn't be anywhere else. Happy to have him. And I am glad to see that people like Brian Steltler are melting down, because that means that the truth is being told. All right. Much more positive, I swear you. 5:35, we're going to talk about helping out our friends at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the father figure. There are four all-star teams, and our mission is to collectively raise $100,000. Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, joins us at 5:35 with the details. And yes, of course, I want you to support Team Cats. 517, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.